Good morning. More clouds across interior New York and New England this morning, thanks to an onshore flow from the Atlantic, with that ocean storm still well to the south and east of the Maritimes. It is still having an influence on our weather, though, and when combined with a coastal system just off the Carolinas, we'll continue with that east-southeast fetch today. So skies will be mostly cloudy, especially across the higher terrain, and we do run the risk at a passing shower in the mountains. A couple could drift into the valleys, but generally dry and a little bit cooler than yesterday, with highs in the lower to middle 60s. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the 40s. We'll have a warm-up tomorrow, with a ridge of high pressure beginning to build in at the mid-levels of the atmosphere. However, at the surface, we'll still have a little bit of moisture left over from that onshore flow, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds and still the risk of a mountain shower. High temperatures, though, will be right around 70. Even warmer on Sunday with that ridge building in, a mix of sun and clouds lower to middle 70s. The ridge will crest overhead on Monday. We'll have plenty of sunshine with some clouds moving in late in the day, but a southwest wind flow will make it warm and carry our temperatures right up to about 80 degrees. The next front will head our way for Monday evening and overnight and linger into Tuesday morning with scattered showers. We'll go back to some sunshine on Tuesday afternoon with temperatures back into the lower 70s. We'll have dry weather with a good amount of sunshine through the middle of next week with highs back into the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma is forecasting elevated fire danger for portions of the northern plains today. Red flag warnings are in effect for western North Dakota. Any fires that start in this area could quickly spread out of control due to a south wind at 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Also, the relative humidity will be in the 15 to 20% range. And Tropical Cyclone Kwang is located approximately 36 miles north of Learmonth, Australia, and is tracking southeastward toward the coast at 17 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are now down to 80 miles per hour with gusts to 100, and additional weakening is expected after landfall. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 3:22 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Skwetna, Alaska at 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a north wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 49 degrees, the dew point 39, 69% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Kemmelt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with the risk of a shower, lower 60s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 56, that's 3 degrees above average. No precipitation yesterday. We finish April with 2.10 inches, which is 1.07 inches of liquid precipitation below average, and 7.67 inches for the year, which is 3.5 inches of precipitation below average. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 511, that's 9 below average, and 6,726 for the season, which is 333 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 86, set in 2001, and the record low, 28, in 2008 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 14 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a passing shower possible today, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a passing shower today with highs in the lower to middle 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower, mainly across the highest terrain, highs close to 70. A mix of sun and clouds, warmer Sunday in the lower to mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Monday, breezy and warm near 80. Some showers Monday night and Tuesday morning, then increasing sun, lower 70s. Wednesday, lower 70s with mostly sunny skies, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.